Welcome to New York, Quebec, and the water route to the center of the world. This is bonus episode 19, the 18th century rent wars of New York and northern New Jersey. This will be the first in a series of mini episodes based on popular threads from my Twitter account and the new YouTube channel. As I'm sitting here atop the mountain in beautiful North Caldwell, New Jersey, I'm reminded of a similar rent rising to the one I recalled in my recent talk on the Prendergast Rebellion of New York. Though this rebellion took place some 20 years earlier than the one in the Upper Hudson Valley, the Horseneck Riots illustrated some of the same issues displayed by the disgruntled, syncretic Dutch-based tenant society oppressed by rent overlords throughout the Hudson Valley. By 1745, tensions in the Jerseys had reached a boiling point, with evictions being enforced throughout Essex County. Debtors were taken to the jail in Newark, but settlers marched to free their compatriots. This illustrated the insular nature of the English power base at Newark and contrasted with the separate and longer-established Dutch syncretic world of the Riverine Basin. Monies were collected to send petitions and representative missions to Parliament, and this effort was repeated within the colonies as well. Eventually settled within the courts, violent local acts of resistance would continue for several years after, as the tenants refused to continue paying the onerous quit rent. British armed action was sanctioned against British colonists for the first time during William Prendergast's Rebellion, or what is also called the Levellers' Revolt, of 1765 to 1766. Phillips Manor tenants from the Upper Hudson Valley revolted and marched on local jails to free those imprisoned for debt by the patroons. In the following year, an army of 1,500 rebels marched on New York City and parleyed with the governor on the banks of the Harlem River. They agreed to turn away if British officials did not intervene in their dispute with the patroons. The manor lords influenced British troops to take action, leading to the attempted arrest of Prendergast near Poughkeepsie, New York, by 300 British troops. Although the rebels fought fiercely from fortified hilltop stone farmhouses, the British discipline eventually overcame their provincial spirit. Prendergast was condemned to death, but was saved by a royal pardon obtained by his wife. These rebellious tenants became the backbone of patriot forces in New York, led by a portion of the patroons. The other half of Dutch New York leadership was soon to be driven into exile. The period after the English takeover from the Dutch is one of imposition of a feudal-like system of the great landed manorial estates of the Hudson Valley. The original Dutch Van Rensselaer patroonship spread out into branches of the Livingstons, Phillipses, and Van Cortlandts. These odd hybrids of Dutch, Scottish, and English rent lords would rule the valley until the American Revolution. Their tenants would support the patriot cause and force most into exile. The Schuyler and main branch of the Van Rensselaer families remained loyal to the American cause, though. Stephen Van Rensselaer IV was the last patroon, and his manor patent was terminated by New York State voters in 1846, when he insisted on collecting $11 million in rent debt owners by tenants. His personal wealth at the time of his patent termination was somewhere between $30 to $40 million. Thanks for listening to New York, Quebec, and the water route to the center of the world. Don't forget to check out my new YouTube channel under the title NYQC 1754 Podcast.